you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County-run vaccination sites will start offering COVID booster shots to kids 12 to 15 today. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky approved the booster expansion last night, saying in a statement, "It is critical to protect children and teens from COVID. If you've got questions about boosters and how to get them, we've got answers. Just go online to laist.com and click on our booster guide." The test positivity rate is climbing in LA County. Public Health says close to one in four COVID test results are positive, but one local testing firm reports an even higher rate, closer to one in three. 911 COVID testing COO Steve Farzam insists the number of cases being reported by the county is an undercount.
The numbers that they're seeing are different than what the reality of it is, because the folks that are doing at-home tests, there is no reporting mechanism for those tests.
He adds that demand at his company's three testing sites has drastically increased amid the current surge. 911 COVID testing, meantime, says it has identified what appears to be the first known case of flu-rona in Los Angeles. Yeah, the name sounds jokey, but it is very real for people who may come down with the flu at the same time they're infected with the coronavirus. The company says an unvaccinated teen at its Getty Center site was showing symptoms and tested positive for both COVID and the flu. It says that the teen had just returned from a family trip to Cabo San Lucas. The COVID surge is hitting the LA police and fire departments. Hundreds of cops and firefighters are in isolation after testing positive. Mayor Garcetti, Police Chief Michael Moore, and Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas are due to discuss the staffing concerns at a news conference later this morning. Chief Terrazas says that his department is seeing an uptick in response times.
We're developing contingency plans just in case the worst, to deal with the worst case scenario. I think we have to lean forward. We have to plan just in case.
He says the department is mandating overtime for firefighters and cutting training time for new recruits to deal with absences. California is extending the indoor mask mandate until at least February 15th, and LA County has updated its public health order in response to the rise in COVID cases. That means employers are now required to provide upgraded masks to employees who work indoors in close contact with others. Such masks include medical-grade masks, surgical masks, or high-level respirators such as N95 or KN95 masks. Funeral services have been set for the 14-year-old girl who was killed when an LAPD officer shot an assault suspect inside a North Hollywood clothing store. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
Valentina Oriana Peralta will be remembered Monday at the City of Refuge Church in Gardena. Reverend Al Sharpton will officiate the service. The civil rights leader and founder of the National Action Network will also deliver the eulogy. Valentina was trying on Christmas dresses on December 23rd. That's when the LAPD responded to reports of a violent attacker. Officer William Jones fired three times down a store aisle, killing Daniel Elena Lopez. One of those bullets went through the dressing room wall. Valentina's mother said she died in her arms. Williams remains on administrative leave pending an investigation. I'm Julia Paskin.
Betty White's funeral is still being planned, but the ceremony will be a private one. Her agent, Jeff Witches, says that's how she wanted it.
Betty was actually in life a private person. She loved her fans, but she led a relatively quiet life.
The actress died Friday, just weeks before her 100th birthday. Witches says anyone who wants to honor the late actress can donate to their local animal shelter or some of her favorite organizations, which include the LA Zoo, Tree People, and the Wildlife Learning Center in Sylmar. Despite rising COVID cases in LA County, California health officials say they expect the upcoming Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium to continue as scheduled. The big game will bring thousands of football fans to Inglewood, including many from other states. There's also concern about crowds at the events leading up to the Super Bowl. But Dr. Mark Galley, California's Health and Human Services Secretary, says state and county officials are coordinating with the NFL.
I think Californians are excited to see that event occur, and the work is to make sure that as it is moving forward as planned, that the mitigation strategies that create safety around that event are in place.
The current wave of COVID infections has led to other high-profile events in the LA area being postponed, including this month's Grammy Awards. The UCLA men's basketball team is back after a nearly two-week-long pause in the season. They will host Long Beach State this afternoon at Pauley Pavilion with only family members in the stands. The fifth-ranked Bruins returned to practice a week ago with everyone from coach Mick Cronin to several players having recovered after being laid low by the coronavirus. It's the last day of the Potato Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. The event includes cooking demos, a baked potato bar. We asked Cam Quarles with the National Potato Council, why celebrate all things potato here?
When people think of potatoes, obviously, you know, they think of Idaho, but really there's in the United States, there's commercial potato production in over 30 states.
In fact, Southern California has potato fields. As for his favorite spud, Quarles told us this. An American-grown variety. I have to be diplomatic about that one. Temperatures today, mostly in the low to mid-70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.